Welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh man, I didn't go full on Muppet mode there.
No,
I meant to.
You record button again.
Yeah, I'm just the third time's a charm.
Welcome to Manic Monday. There.
Hey, did our intern not write us an intro this week?
Fucking quit, dude. He quit.
Good. I mean, oh, that sucks.
Oh, no. Pressure just got to him, man.
I think last week's was far enough, huh?
Mm. So. Yeah, I'm surprised he made it this long without us firing him first.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, but you know, hold on. No, I guess I did. I did the Nintendo Switch one, right? Yeah, I did. Yep. And then the Limp Bizkit one, yeah. Nothing. I got nothing. And then nobody else cares enough to send anything in to us.
Well, they figure that he's got it covered, so, yeah. You know, why go against...
The grain?
I was going to say the best, but, I mean...
Yeah, you can't sit there and say, why go against the best, and then say, good. Glad he didn't send anything in.
You've had the best, now settle for the rest.
I guess the most consistent, the person who's been sending one in almost every week.
Yeah.
Now, do we read them every week? No, which that's probably really what did it.
No, because I had constant communication with him. Like, we always chat. We chitty chat on the DMs. He slides right in.
Wow.
Okay. I got to open Sesame box for him. So, you know what I'm saying? That's all lingo. That's all new lingo that people are saying nowadays.
There's like 1 a.m. messages that says, hey, you up? And then it's like, I got this intro for you. Like 1 a.m. That's his sliding into the DMs.
That's pretty much it. But, you know, we do our thing. We dizzy do it. Bing bong.
All right. Good save.
Fuck your life.
Fuck your life. Oh my God. Oh, that's a good thing to bring up. I know it took a hot minute for it to catch on, but Kevin and I have been on to the Kev. Who are they called?
They're called Side Talk NYC.
Yep. Side Talk NYC. I always want to say Sidewalk Talk.
So yeah, this is their, I guess that's the way they shortened it. Cause it works out. Cause they basically, it's like they interview people on the street and it's the wildest time.
Yeah. It's absolutely insane, and if you haven't watched any of it, you should definitely go look them up. They're on Twitter, YouTube, I'm sure Instagram, TikTok, but
yep, TikTok, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere, yeah. And they're. I mean, I was very surprised that somebody I know did not hear about them, and I sent them videos, and they're like, "Oh my God, I needed this in my life."
Yeah,
you're damn right, you did.
I remember sending the videos to the 8-bit Telegram, and I was just like, this is how I imagine New York to be on like a daily basis. And both Jer and Ryan, who have obviously been to New York, confirmed my suspicions that's pretty much an everyday thing.
Hold on, let's fucking clarify. Jer grew up in New York, but he has never set foot in Manhattan.
It doesn't...
Or Brooklyn or the Bronx, okay. Queens.
Excuse me. Let's make
from
things.
Fucking upstate, like redneck. It's Texas from the north.
Wow,
that's why he fits in so well down here. He's used to it.
This coming from the guy who has never set foot in. Hey, Doug, can I get a sidebar real quick?
Yes, sure. Okay, sure. Okay, you want to know places I haven't been?
Yeah, have you been to upstate New York?
Yes,
all around it, or.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a family that used to live in like Syracuse and shit.
Okay. So what's a state that you haven't stepped foot in?
I've been completely around and never inside of Nevada. I've never been to like Las Vegas.
Okay.
Nevada.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. This coming from the guy who's never stepped foot in Nevada.
I mean, who wants to go to fucking Nevada? What do they have there except for deserts and hookers? Which
that's why you go.
I realize it's a draw for you, Jer. It's so hot and sandy. It was fucking a wet dream for Anakin Skywalker.
Exactly. That's why he's not allowed. It'd be a
nightmare. It'd be a fucking nightmare.
Okay, so I can confirm that it doesn't matter what part of New York you're from. It's that animated anywhere.
I think any downtown area, anywhere has people like this. Like, that's the thing about the show. It's like, well, yes, it's like very, you know, they've all got their, you know, New York accents and stuff. Like if we went downtown Fort Worth, like, listen, there are parts of downtown Fort Worth we could go to.
Not that doesn't get that grimy.
No, I promise you there are. I promise you know where I'm talking, like 4 blocks away, man. Like, not that far.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough. But are they willing to do it on camera?
So that's the thing, right?
Nothing on camera.
Yeah, so you should definitely, anybody listening should definitely go and
oh boy.
That's funny.
Sorry,
you know.
Well, we have to give some context as to why he's laughing. And why, I mean, they can't see me shaking my head, but I was shaking my head. There apparently over the last few months, because it says it started back in like October of this year, and then like some stuff will happen like November, and then I guess it's reached its peak again. But apparently Nancy Reagan is known for being very good at blowjobs. Like, apparently when she worked in Hollywood back in like the 40s, I don't fucking know, whenever, 50s, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently she was like the queen of blowjobs in Hollywood, and everyone knew it, and it was not a secret. And even though she became the first lady, like, people still know it, and like it's people are like sharing like articles and things that are like proving this fact about her. And Jer sent a tweet of a porn star, like, sort of like shot of like a girl on her knees and says, I'm going to tell my kids this is Nancy Reagan.
He finally gets the I'm going to tell my kids joke. Fucking years later.
But everybody knows who this is. Everybody has to know who this is. Doug, do you know who that is?
No.
Bullshit. What? You fuck. That is
like
untrue.
The first internet superstar when it came to like porn, dude. What?
She was like the OG. That's all.
What's her name? Heather. Heather.
Something. I think Heather sounds like a name that she would go by.
So y'all don't know either. So it's fine.
No, I do. I do. I've seen it. Heather Brooke. She started a website that became very popular in the early days of the internet, and it was. Oh God, this is a family podcast, so I do apologize to all the families. But if you're looking to do research, it's www.
Nope.
What?
Heatherbrook.com.
Nope, that's not it.
That's somebody's like LinkedIn.
Yeah. No, you have to go to
IMDb,
and then you'll find her there. I feel dirty just saying the web address. It was called www.idpthroat.com. And Kev feels dirty too just hearing it.
Yeah, I didn't know. But I never went to the website. I just went for the free content.
Yeah, well, that's where you went for the good content.
I couldn't afford that stuff.
I couldn't either. But
what's really interesting is that like even like just a Google search doesn't pull up her immediately. It's like,
really?
It's a Heather Brooke IMDb, but that's like this person is like a crew. It says actress, but
journalist. Well, she's been out of the game additional for crew, like additional years.
Crew. Like, I mean, you know, this doesn't seem like this is her. And then Yeah, and then there's like Heather Brooks from Grey's Anatomy. Like that's all like the first.
Definitely not. Definitely not the same.
And so it's.
Oh, I think that's because it's not her real name. Hold on.
I mean, I don't need to know her real name.
Yeah, we don't need to put out government names.
I don't need to know her real name.
No, that's not what I meant. It's her real name, but it's her alternate name. It's her real name. But
stage name. How about that?
No. It wasn't even a stage name. That Brooke was the name that the internet fans gave her. But she says what her real name is all the time. She's like, well, no.
Oh. This feels weird.
when I did the interview with her last week, she. Well, that's the other podcast.
Oh.
The one Kevin started.
What's that for research?
What's that for research? Oh man.
I mean, I already know what it is, but let the fans know, you know, just put yourself up.
I haven't named it yet. See. We'll get there. We haven't released any episodes. Any hoozles. It's an interesting time because I was like, well, it's amazing that after you can be gone. Wait, is she's dead, right?
Oh yeah, she's long gone. She died.
When did she die?
Nancy Reagan died in like the 90s, didn't she?
She died in 2016.
Yeah, like the 90s.
In the 90s.
It feels 2016 feels so fucking long ago. In the 90s.
But it's amazing that there can still be like dirt pulled up and like put out there well after you're gone.
Well, and again, apparently it's like, again, not a secret. Like that's what's wild is that like, well, everyone's like, oh no, I mean, you know, she, mm-hmm. Why they're like directors and actors and all these people from Hollywood who are like over the years have just been like, fuck yeah, man, she just hang around the Universal lot blowing people. I don't know if it was Universal, but you know.
All I know is I saw Twitter trending and it said was Nancy Reagan throat goat. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I went down the rabbit hole and it was all people like Ray Charles. They had a picture of her sitting on like Mr. T's lap. And I was like, oh boy. And then a picture of her with Alf, which really went in some strange directions there.
Why? Elf deserves love.
Like I mean, you love else. To eat the cat. That's true.
Wow. It all makes sideways. Sense now.
Yeah. See?
Oh my God.
God damn it. Why are we RIP in peace there?
Listen, Elf. last week there were multiple complaints that we were too much of downers and it was too much doom and gloom, so we had to take it back way to the other side of the
to the extreme.
So, no biggie, right? It happens from time to time. We get a little silly, a little nutty.
But a little nutty.
Got him.
Come on.
God. So we're going to.
We should have had Caleb on.
So we hit. Oh my God. He would have so much more to say about this. Hey.
Then it would be better.
We have episode 400 coming up. So do we.
Time for a rebrand. Here we go.
I think that our slogan should be the Nancy Reagan of podcasts.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Why are you guys so quick to shut that down?
Man, so many.
People can say a lot of mean things about us, but they're not going to say we're the throat goats of podcasts.
Yeah, that we'll never achieve that. I mean,
yeah, well, it's just, that is just patently not true.
Yeah, we would get something like, oh, we were the bummers of drugs or something, you know, like the drug, like the say no, you know, to podcast kind of people. But never the throat goats.
Oh, we were the war on podcasts.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We brought it all down. Like we just, yeah, that's true. It was very true. All right. So that's your Manic Monday. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I know we did. And, what's that, Doug?
Huh?
Well, you didn't enjoy it?
I mean, it went places.
That a podcast should go.
Let us know in the comments below.
If we had them, we would get them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, yeah, we have to listen. We're admitting to ourselves, we're past our prime here. You know, we're in the twilight of our podcast years. we're at the old man stage where what we say doesn't matter because everyone just writes us off anyways. They're just like,
yep,
that's just them. Yeah, whatever.
Old men yelling at clouds.
Mm-hmm. All right, tomorrow we got top five.
This is when we see a huge boom in our numbers. Like, you're like, oh fuck, finally the podcast that says the things that everyone else is afraid to.
Oh no.
We get picked like, up by the fuck. We picked up by the right.
Yeah, when did we become the safe haven for the far right and boomers?
Your dad,
fuck off.
Your dad writes in, God, I loved your episode this week.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, son.
I'm proud of you, son.
Well, I've always had a huge crush on Nancy Reagan, and now I realize it was justified.
Ugh, thanks dad, to you, gross. Son.
Gross, dad.
Tomorrow we got our top five Xmas songs.
Yep. I thought it was albums. We can go songs. It's even easier if you do songs.
I did albums, but
I don't know. I did
albums as well.
I've never done a full Christmas album.
Yeah, I guess you could do the song or songs. The album that the song is from, like included on.
Damn it. All right. Excuse me.
Damn it.
All right. Adam. Tomorrow, top five Xmas songs. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug. I'm not doing songs. I have albums. I'm sorry.
I'm Kevin.
And this episode was brought to you by Nancy Reagan.